Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. Well, human beings were created in a way that they hated unfair things. They hate, as you said in previous session, they hate lying, they hate cheating, they hate being unfair, and they also hate being violent. I mean, a human being, it's violence and torture is not okay for every human being. It's not normal. But what you said in previous session was that there are certain games that make you, that desensitize you towards violence and torture. I would want to know more on that from you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, we'll be talking about the dangers of the screen, so video games and animations and TV in general.
Yeah.
And we talked about worldview, we talked about role models, and we talked about desensitization, and we talked about sexual content and adult content and being desensitized towards these very wrong things that are completely wrong according to Islam and according to human perfection.
Yeah.
In last show, we talked about violence as well and how violent games and violence generally in on TV, it desensitizes us towards being violent. And you see this, studies have been done on this. You can search it online as well.
Yeah.
We gave the example of GTA 5, which had a torture scene, which is kind of very, very, very concerning. But generally, even games that we play, one shooter person games, such as Battlegrounds, for example, and other games, you get used to
shooting,
killing. You get used to violence, basically. And Call of Duty is the same thing as well. But what's more, even than that, is that very often you'll notice that you are facing an enemy that is always either Arab or different from us. You'll never be shooting a white guy, for example, or shooting playing a game which has a battle towards, I don't know, Europe or America. You're always on the side of America and Europe, kind of going towards the Middle East or Russia or other countries and fighting there. Brainwashing us to being very used to being Western. Violent towards a particular group of people.
All right.
So this desensitization also has a very strong worldview impact as well.
Oh, well, there are certain parents who actually don't know about all this and they just give their smartphones with internet to their children without being monitored. And you're saying that this is what is being fed, this is what is being taught. So this is really important how parents have to be aware about all that.
Yeah. So the awareness is very important. Again, as I said, the reason why we're doing this why we're having this discussion is to bring about this concern for parents that there is something out there that we need to be aware of and take care and be careful. These games obviously don't have such impact on the first time you play or the second time you play. It's continuous playing for 2-3 hours a day, just like most youth are doing, has an impact. And violent, being desensitized towards violence is something that is quite concerning.
Exactly. Well, the last danger that we discussed, the previous danger, actually was desensitization, in which a person gets used to something that's not normal, that was not, that he may have felt regret towards or guilt towards. But how can we control this desensitization? I'll ask you that after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Pritha Miqdad, and we are talking about the dangers that screens, animations, and video games bring with them. Yes, Pritha Miqdad, you said there was a thing that used to be abnormal or unnormal, and now it becomes normal, and this process is called desensitization. You explained that very beautifully in previous session as well as in this session. I would want to know what parents can do about it.
What can be done about it is something we can talk about for all the things that we mentioned in terms of worldview, in terms of role model. Michelle, at the end, we will talk about what can be done. Right now, the reason why we're bringing this is mainly to bring a concern. I want to kind of
develop that curiosity. Concern.
Exactly. Develop, not curiosity, develop a mindset that we need to be aware that there is a danger out
a
there.
A sense of monitoring.
Until we don't understand that there's a danger, we're not going to do anything about it. So the first step is to really understand that there is a danger, to understand that there is a concern.
Yeah.
And once we understand that there's a concern, then we can talk about
the way out, what could be done
about it. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's move on into the fourth danger and fourth thing that we want to be aware of when it comes to the screen, and that is time wasting. So yeah. one of the very important concepts that we have in Islam, which is completely in line with what our logic and our fiqh tells us, is that if we want to be successful, we have to be very efficient and we have to use our time very efficient. Any strong businessman or any strong person who has built success in this world will tell you that one of the secrets is to make sure that we make the most of our time. Amir al-Mu'mineen has this very beautiful saying where he says that your lifespan is only the number of your breaths. So the number of your breaths are counted.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure that you are careful how you use them, because obviously each breath that you take takes you towards death and
Surah, which says a step by step you're actually moving closer to a meeting with your Lord, and that's actually death.
Exactly. So we find that we need to be very stingy when it comes to how we spend our time. We need to be careful in what we do throughout the day. Where do we spend our energy? Where do we spend our mental faculty? When we are very fresh, when we can do a lot, when we can achieve a lot in our lives, are we using it in the right way? And you find that if you look at stats today in the world, you find that there are millions, literally millions of people who are suffering from video game addiction.
All right.
If you ask youth around, they'll tell you that there are many people that they know amongst their friends who spend hours upon hours on games like Fortnite or Minecraft, and literally unconcerned about anything that happens around them. Just focus on this. And it is beyond their control to stop it.
Yeah.
It becomes such a state that they can't get themselves to stop playing. This is called an video addiction. And it's actually a very strong problem.
Yes. And this is a problem that we may be inducing ourselves and our children. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات Imam As-Sajjad عليه السلام said, a child's right is to be kind to him when educating him, forgiving him, covering his mistakes, acting moderately towards him, and helping him.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad. We are talking about the dangers of screen in general, be that animations, be that any form of fantasy, be that video games. Yes, Brother Miqdad, you were talking about these dangers.
Just imagine. So one danger, obviously, this addiction is extremely, extremely dangerous. And the more we allow children unsupervised to play games, video games, or unsupervised watch things on TV, then it can lead to an addiction. But even if it doesn't lead to an addiction, let's say addictions is something that is very extreme when we talk about video games and animations and serials. But just the fact that we spend 3 to 4 to 5 hours, which is very an average youth will be spending 2 to 3 to 4 hours on the screen, whether it's a mobile phone, social media, or whether it's watching something on TV or it's playing a game. That's 4 to 5 hours is more than 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Just gone on something that if you ask them after the game, what have you achieved? Like, did you achieve anything? They'll tell you there was nothing. There was no achievement out there.
Yeah.
Most people play or watch for entertainment purposes. So let's say you come back from work and you're tired and you want to be kind of relaxed. That's why you play a game or you would watch something on TV.
As a leisure time.
As a leisure time, basically. But that purpose, first of all, that very purpose, is it really true? Does a person who comes from work, spends an hour on TV, does he really feel more refreshed after that mentally? Is there no other ways we can do that? That's the first question we need to ask, really.
Yeah.
And secondly, youth out there, are they really doing it for that? Or is it something else that they want to achieve through that? And what is it that they're achieving? And you realize that it's very often empty. It doesn't have anything.
It's a wastage of time.
It's a wastage. And you find that at the beginning, if you really wake up a youth, you'll find that it comes with a lot of regret as well. Right? Yeah. They'll have a lot of regret. I just wasted 3-4 hours and I didn't achieve anything in my life. Like, these 3 hours just went without a sense of achievement, without a sense of feeling that I have achieved something, a real sense, right? Not an imaginary sense. On the flip side, right, if you find those youth that are productive, right, they're working from a young age, they do different activities, different projects, they build things, they manage things, they're into different types of
online marketing, business.
Exactly. They're very active, basically. They see product from their efforts. You find that they have this strong sense of, firstly, self-esteem, of achievement, and they're growing. Not only is their mind growing, but their skills are growing. They can do so much with their time. They have creativity. They have skills that range from computer skills to hand skills to different types of skills. And this is amazing to see for youth. And so the moment you put a screen in front of the youth, you're killing this ability for growth.
Exactly. So a youth has to realize that how much time he wasted, and even if he spent time, what did he achieve? Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about this time that, I swear upon this time, you are in khusran, you're in great loss. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.